Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I wanted to play a little bit longer today because it's time to go. We're ready to go because we haven't had a football game in 10 days. Didn't have one last Sunday. The last time the Bills were on the field was a Thursday night football game against the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, that moved them to 3-0 on the season. So we got to be ready to go on a Friday, right? I mean, last Friday it was let's talk about the game, what happened on Thursday night. And the Bills obviously beat the Dolphins 31-21 that night. And now you roll into a Sunday afternoon game, a rare Sunday 1 p.m. game in Orchard Park this year. New Orleans, the Saints coming to town. Here to talk about with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday. And our Football Fridays are brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the Eights. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. So I thought maybe for a minute I was going to say, let's just play something like USA, USA. They're getting their butts kicked right now in the Ryder Cup here, Dan. I mean, I don't know how much you've been watching. I know you've been over there pushing some buttons today and helping out as much as you can in the control room. So I don't know how much you can watch over here. But, man, they're getting destroyed. So here's the deal. There are four matches going on right now. Europe is up 3-1, up 4 in another, up 5 in another, and USA is up 1 in one of the matches.
Trust me, I've just been here listening to the guys react, and I'm just like, oh,
you're like, I don't
want to
watch it. You're like, I don't want to watch. It's like,
I don't need to. Like I can just get...
Like a horror movie, put it over your eyes.
Yeah. Right. I get the picture just from watching the other guys react.
Yeah, I know. And listen, it's going to be... It's going to be a long day if this keeps up for the Americans, although now two up in the one match because they just made a putt. So we'll keep you updated, you know, as we go on here and talk about what's going on in the Ryder Cup. And in fact, our guy, Brian Colzio, is there and he will join me at 10:30 this morning. So give me 1 second here, just making sure. All right. So Brian Colzio is going to join me at 10:30 this morning and... We are planning on Patrick Hammer maybe at 11 today because I think we're going to get Sean McDermott in the 11 a.m. hour today instead of the 10 a.m. hour. And if that's the case, if we get him about 11:15, 11:20, we'll have Pat a little before that. We'll talk about the weather. We'll have Sean. But of course, it's always a moving target. As I always say, keep your head in a swivel. It's a Friday. You never know. For all I know, Sean McDermott could call in the next 5 minutes if things change on his end. So just be ready. Sometime in this two-hour period, we always have Coach McDermott and for his weekly radio appearance. And of course, this week it will be a focus on injuries to Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, Spencer Brown, and AJ Epenesa, the four players on the injury report. The Bills only have four players on their injury report, but three of them have not practiced for a couple of days. All three are starters, And of course, Matt Milano and Ed Oliver did not play over the last 2 weeks. We'll see, you know, where that goes for last two games, I should say, for each of them. And then, of course, AJ Epenesa. Spencer Brown didn't practice the last 2 days. He was on One Bills Live after practice on Wednesday and kind of indicated that he thought he was pretty good and he should be good for the game. But you never know. We'll see what Sean McDermott says. And then, of course, AJ Epenesa limited for a couple of days. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Saints coming to town, a little bit of some Saints memories. I posted a video yesterday. Every time the Bills play a game here at Highmark Stadium, I'm doing some, you know, memories of that team here at Highmark Stadium. There's not a lot of memories here of the Saints, to be quite honest with you. They have not visited very often, only five times, and they're 4-1. And the Bills are 1-4 in those games. So the only game the Bills won against the Saints here in Buffalo was 1983. And Joe Ferguson was the quarterback in that game for the Bills. That was it. That's the first time the Saints came here. After that, they came in 89, beat the Bills. They came in 2001, beat the Bills. They came in 2009, beat the Bills, and 2017 and beat the Bills. And mostly by lopsided scores in most of those games. You would hope that this game could be the lopsided score the other way, given where both these teams are. The Bills are 3-0. The Saints are 0-3. Now, I am not going to sit here and give you the old any given Sunday, right? That is true. We know that. We know that. And when I say this, it's going to sound like, yeah, that's what people say. I do think the Saints are more talented than their record suggests. I don't love when I say better than their record, because your record is your record. I do think they have some talent, and they can at times look like a team that should not be 0-3. They lost their first game of the year 20-13 to the Arizona Cardinals. They lost their second game 26-21. So that's 2 one-score losses before just getting blown out last week by the Seattle Seahawks, and that game got away from them very early. We don't have to look very far to go back to when the Bills were a similar type of underdog and went into Minnesota in 2018 and beat the Minnesota Vikings. So you know that anything can happen. We know that. But the Bills need to take care of business. They need to take care of business because they have everything in front of them that they want. And what I mean by that is what you want is the one seed. And then from the one seed to get to where you want to go after that. They have everything in front of them. They're in a great position right now, given their record, given their schedule. And if you look around the AFC, we've had a big debate this week, a big debate. And I want to talk about this a little bit. All right. Let's see where your head is on this. There's no right answer. There's a really good question. There's no right answer. Let's just assume for a second. Very tricky to do that sometimes, but let's just assume the Bills win on Sunday and take care of business, as they should, because you should worry about in your own games first, right? Bills win on Sunday. That's at 1 o'clock. Okay, the Bills are sitting at 4-0 at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And then at 4:25 p.m., here come the Baltimore Ravens into Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Ravens are 1-2. The Chiefs are 1-2. I've had the question all week. We've talked about it. Who should Bills fans want to win? I don't think there's a right answer here, folks. There's so many ways you could look at it. Now, what I did say, though, and I tweeted this out the other day, I do think it would be more advantageous right now, as you sit here in week number 4, for the Ravens to win. But that doesn't mean that by the end of the year that has to hold. And I'll tell you why. From my logic, the way I look at it right now, I'm going to round up, right? The Bills have a 2.5 game lead on the Ravens. 2.5 because the Ravens have 2 more losses and the Bills beat them head-to-head. So I'm just going to say 3-game lead, all right? Just for the sake of argument here. This isn't baseball, right? And haven't played the even odd number of games yet, and there's been no bye weeks yet. So the Bills have essentially a 3-game lead on the Ravens. That's monster, right? Because if the Ravens have to beat them out in record, and they already have 2 more losses in order to host a playoff game. The Bills have a 2-game lead on the Chiefs. So 3 on the Ravens, 2 on the Chiefs. So the way I look at it is, if the Ravens win, now both are 3 games back of you. If the Chiefs win, the Ravens are 4, which is huge, and the Chiefs are still only 2. The fly in the ointment is the Chiefs still come to Buffalo. Now, you could look at that one of two ways. If we knew the result of that game, it'd be a lot easier to call this, right? If you knew the Bills were going to beat the Chiefs anyway, heck, root for the Chiefs. Doesn't matter. Let them beat the Ravens and bury them even more. But since we don't know, and it's still possible the Chiefs could come to Buffalo and win in November, I think you want to give them another loss. Because then, even if they do beat you here in your house, yeah, they don't, they aren't overtaking you or one game away from overtaking you and become a half game behind you, which is possible at that point. So that's the way I look at it. Now, the other part of this is the nuance part, right? That's just the record. That's the math. That's the math part of this. But the nuance part of this is, and I get this from a lot of you, yeah, but look at their schedules. The Chiefs are going to have a much tougher time as the season goes on, given their division, given their schedule. So let them win this week because they're going to lose other games along the way. And I can understand and respect that. After the Ravens, they have the Jags, the Lions, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Bills, the Broncos, the Colts, the Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, Broncos again, Raiders again. I mean, yeah. Whereas the Ravens, after this week, have the Texans and the Rams, but then the Bears, the Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, the Bengals, Steelers, like their division. Yeah, you could see like the Ravens could go on a nice run once they get to like late October, early November after their bye. So I totally understand that as well. I don't think there's a right answer here. I think that it comes down to kind of where you think each team is going to finish at the end, and that may be based on what their schedule looks like. And I'm telling you, regardless of looking at that, the math tells me I just want to keep everyone as far back as possible. Why as far back? Because when it comes down to the one seed, if everybody wins their division, you want to be at home. If everybody wins their division, you want to have the best record and play at home. I am not totally dismissing the Chargers and Colts, but right now we're not talking about them because they haven't been the teams up there and they got to prove more, right? But if everybody wins their division, the teams that have been battling here at the top of the AFC for years, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, okay? You want to have the home field advantage and you want to be the team that sits atop with the one seed. That's why. So that's why I'm looking at it as I think that the Ravens winning would be better. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You want to chime in on this, you are more than welcome here. So go right ahead. We could talk about the Ravens and the Chiefs. We could talk about the Bills upcoming game, and we can answer your questions on anything going on with Buffalo Bills football. Here at a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. I'm watching the golf. I'm trying to keep everybody updated. I don't know who it was. Was that Shoffley maybe? It might have been Justin Thomas actually. Just hit a really big shot. I think they're pretty. He's got maybe just a few feet for birdie, I think. I'm trying to look up and see. As I noticed it, I looked down and I can't tell exactly where they are. Rahm is putting for birdie right now. Rahm and Hatton actually are, three up on their match? And he's putting to tie the hole. Okay. So if he misses, I think DeChambeau and Thomas, according to what I'm reading here, would make it be down two only. So let's see what he does here. I'll just give you a little play-by-play, and of course he did, right? Rahm nails it, and they tie the hole. My God, these guys are just playing out of their mind right now from Europe, especially Rory. Rory's been incredible. He's going for par to win the hole. He's got a short putt. He hits it. They win another hole. Not going well for Team USA at the Ryder Cup to start. I heard there's a lot of traffic problems there. Brian Colzio is going to join us at 10:30. We'll talk about that with him. And that's the plan, at least. But, you know, Brian might be in a spot where he won't be able to join us, but we're going to try and do our best on that. And like I said, we're also going to have Patrick Hammer on weather this weekend here in Buffalo. Should be beautiful again for the Bills at the Saints. All right. And Bills at Saints. Saints at Bills. For you to go to Highmark Stadium. How about that? All right. So I told you a little while ago the history of the Bills and the Saints is very interesting because there's not much of it. But when you look back on it, there are some notable, interesting games. And the first, the one that sticks out to me the most is the only one that I've been on the sidelines for. And that is 2017. The Saints don't come here a lot. We know that. They don't come here a lot. And when they did come here in 2017, it was Sean McDermott's first year. We remember that, right? The Saints come here. They beat the Bills 44-10 in that game. 44-10. It was just not a good day for the Bills. But the reason why it was notable to me, 47-10, I'm sorry, not 44. I cheated them out of a field goal there, even though they won by a bunch. 47-10. The reason why this game was so notable to me, this was the final start, until he started again, for Tyrod Taylor, before the Bills benched him for Nathan Peterman. So that was the last time the Saints came to town. 2017, it was November 12th, 2017. This is Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees is the quarterback, and the Saints just run all over the Bills. The Bills have no answer for their run game. The Saints ran 48 times for 298 yards and 6 touchdowns in this game. Yes, 6 touchdowns. New Orleans did not throw a touchdown pass on 47 points. Boy, that's got to go back in the NFL record books to see how many times that's happened. The Bills actually started off the game with a field goal. They were up 3-0. Bills are up 3-0 in this game. And then the Saints rolled off 47 straight points before the Bills scored late in the game on a Nick O'Leary catch from Nathan Peterman. Peterman starts the next week. That's why this is the notable game, what I'm saying. The next week is Peterman in L.A. against the Chargers, and we all know how that went, right? Or didn't go. Bills get blown out in that one. Nathan Peterman throwing the ball to the other team, turnovers everywhere. So, let me just see the Bills' season that year and go to that year. This is 2017. At the LA Chargers, 54-24. Remember, the Bills started that year 5-2. They lose at the Jets on a Thursday night. They come home and lose to the Saints. Then they go to LA. So they lose that game against LA. And then what do the Bills do? They go back to Tyrod and he wins at Kansas City. Remember that? And the Bills eventually break the drought that year. What a wild year that was, 2017. It's crazy to think about. But that's what I remember about the Saints coming to Buffalo. And maybe you have different memories about Saints Bills. You can share them here at 803-0550. Let's go all the way back to the first time the Saints played here in Buffalo. 1983. It was actually the day before Halloween, 1983. So I was about to get on my... What was I... Ooh, I wonder what costume I was wearing as 10-year-old in 1983. What would you wear as a Halloween costume as a 10-year-old, Dan? Like, think about that. Back to when you were 10.
I was always a video game guy.
Ooh, okay.
So I go Yoshi or something from Mario.
All right. Oh, my son has done that. He's had the big blow-up thing where he's got Yoshi. Like, he's done that for sure. Don't remember. I went as a robot 1 year, a ghost 1 year. I think I went as Santa Claus 1 year. It's Halloween. Yeah, I know. I went as Santa Claus costume, so I put it on. I'm going to Halloween, and everybody would say, "Don't you know you're a few months early?" Of course I do. But I'm Santa today. I'd wear my... that was the big one. Like, if I didn't know what to do, I just put on my football equipment. Tackle football player. I'm just a football player.
Oh, yeah. Just that's the easiest stuff to go as. Exactly, you have it around the house. You're just like, okay. Yeah, I could do this year.
That's right. Just come home with candy anyway. It's all... That's the goal, baby. So, the day before Halloween, 1983, I was 10. And the Bills were playing the Saints, and I don't remember this game. But, like, specifically watching it. But the Bills win 22-20. That's the first time that the Saints came to Buffalo. And in this game, the Bills blew a 27-7 lead. They won 27-21, sorry. The Bills blew a 27-7 lead in the fourth quarter and almost lost the game. But the Saints came back. They get a touchdown, another touchdown. Quarterbacks in this game. Joe Ferguson for the Bills. 173 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's efficient. Dave Wilson and Ken Stabler played some quarterback for the Saints on this day. Dave Wilson had 3 TDs and threw an interception. So that's the first time the Saints ever came to the Bills. Now, there's been a good history, recent history, of the Bills playing in New Orleans because the Bills did win the last time the two teams played, and they turned the tables, beating them pretty handily 31-6. Remember that on Thanksgiving just a few years ago. 31-6. But here in Buffalo, you had that 83 game, then it was downhill after that. It was downhill after that because the Saints come to Buffalo in 1989, and I believe this game was in the snow, if I remember right. Bills are, they have a better record. Saints come in, it's in the snow. It's like, all right, Bills should take care of business. They did not. Saints were up early in this game. 13 to nothing on the Bills at the end of the first quarter. Bills come back. They actually take the lead in the third quarter. Pete Metzelaars from Jim Kelly, 19 to 16. Then it's a Morton Anderson field goal to tie it up, and then a Morton Anderson field goal wins it for the Saints late. So the Bills lose that one, 22-19. The quarterback in that game for New Orleans, John Forcade. John Forcade beat Jim Kelly in Buffalo. Kelly did not have a good day. Statistically, 17 of 35, 211 yards, two TDs, three interceptions. Just a bad day overall for the Bills and Jim Kelly in the passing game. Good day for Europe, bad day for USA to start off the Ryder Cup. I'm watching right now. And every time USA makes a shot, doesn't matter. Europe just trumps it, and they have a better shot. Every time USA looks like they have a window, Europe closes it. Tough, tough start to the Ryder Cup for USA. But still a whole weekend to go. Still a whole afternoon to go today. We'll see how this all shakes out. I'm looking at the box score for that 89 game. I was a big Dalton Hilliard fan. I liked Dalton Hilliard a lot. I played, this is like my first year playing fantasy football, believe it or not. I started a fantasy football league in 1989 in my at school with my friends. I used to have to go to the USA Today or walk to the store to get the USA Today to write down the scores. We didn't have the internet and populated all these box scores for you. We did have Prodigy as an internet, if you remember that, but that was like I'd log on and you could get stats, but you had to still, they didn't populate for it. It wasn't like a fantasy football site you went to. This was in the very infancy of the internet. But anyway, so I'd walk to the store before school every Monday, every Tuesday, get the USA Today. I'd take it to homeroom. I'd do the stats. I remember Dalton Hilliard was like a big fantasy guy that year. And he was on that Saints team that played in Buffalo that day. 32 carries, 97 yards, did not score. So you didn't get much from him fantasy-wise, but that's what I remember about the Saints and the Bills in 1989. So that was the second time they came. So 83, 89, Bills win the first one, Saints win the second one, and then the Saints just beat the Bills pretty handily in 2001, although it was not handily at the end of the first half. Bills were winning 6-0. 2001. Remember this? This is the opener. In fact, so this is September 9th of 2001. This is 2 days before the September 11th attacks. The Saints are in Buffalo. Bills lead 6-0 at halftime. And then they go out in the second half, and Rob Johnson just continues to throw the ball to the other team three times. Three interceptions total. I don't know if we're in the second half, but he threw three interceptions. And Aaron Brooks is a good quarterback. He did some nice things. Like, he was fun to watch. Very good athlete. 18 to 29, he throws three touchdowns. Who are the guys he threw them to here? Let me see. Ricky Williams. Oh, Ricky Williams had a nice day on the ground, 93 yards. Albert Connell. Is it Connell, maybe? Cam Cleland. Oh, my God. These guys are beating the Bills. The Saints wind up winning this game. After they were down 6-0, they come back 24-6. They score 24 unanswered points. Jim Haslett was the coach of the Saints at the time. Former Buffalo Bills linebacker. And yeah, like I said, that was 2 days before the September 11th attacks. That was 2001. And that was the opener that year. I don't have my, let me see if I can get Dan to pull this up. Hold on. I'm going to grab my mouse here. Hold on. Let me figure this out. Dan, can you pull up line one? I'm going to go to Vince right now. Can you bring him up for me? Thank you. Sorry, I don't have my mouse to click that. Go ahead, Vince. You're on WGR. What's up?
Hey, Sal, you know, I was in Killarney, Ireland in October 2018 when Josh got injured and Peterman came in against Houston, threw a pick six, and then followed it up with another interception. And I stood up in the middle of the pub and I said, what the heck is going on? Because we were watching it on Red Zone. in this pub in Ireland, and everybody looked at me like I had three heads.
Well, do you remember, though, he actually had a great pass to Zay Jones for a touchdown in that game, Peterman.
Yes.
You know? Yes. And then, obviously, yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously, we all remember the Nathan Peterman era as not very fondly here in Buffalo. I'll say this, though. I was right on Nathan Peterman on my assessment coming out of college when I said, and I wrote this, I said and wrote, I don't think he'll ever be a franchise QB, but I think he'll play a long time in the league. He did. Nathan Peterman played a long time in the NFL. In fact, let me see. Hold on. I'm going to look at right now. I don't think he's there now. I don't think he's playing anymore. There we go. No, 23 was his last year, but long time. I mean, Nathan Peterman played, okay, long time. I guess that's up to interpretation. He played 6 years. All right. But he played 6 years in the NFL despite what happened the way it started for him. Let's go to Butch on the east side. What's going on, my man?
My brother, I love you, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I love MSG. I love WGR. And to all the fans who listen and watch this radio show, I love each and every one of you. Hey, Sal, you know, I really wanted to just say this real fast. Two things, really. I want the Buffalo Bills with Maxwell Harrison just to go ahead and just let him sit for the rest of the year. Just keep him on IR. Reason being is this. This kid came out of Memphis, you know, with the speed of running 4.2. He can stick with you like glue. He's like a fly. He's like a mosquito. Right now, he's coming back on track. I don't want him to come back this year not thinking and not reacting. I just want him to be free. So what I would like Buffalo to do is make that decision. Let's let him be on IR. We go with what we have for the rest of the season. We get a Super Bowl ring here, get a Super Bowl ring being in this position. And then next year, he could come back playing free, knowing the playbook, and just being who we drafted him to be. That's number one. Number two is, Sal, this is New Orleans game. I was talking to Brownie and Steve yesterday and near the end, and I really, really hinted that I think the New Orleans Saints, this game is bigger than what we make it, not just based off of not winning and losing. I really believe in the next few weeks they're going to be a trade partner with us going down the line. I can see, you know, when these two guys, our two D linemen come back, we'll have two open spots. Like I told Brownie and like I told Steve, I look at a Ed Oliver, I look at a A.J. Epineza, I look at a Milano, I look at maybe a Hamlin, I look at a Curtis Samuel. It's possibility some of these players that Brandon Bean might move to go ahead and clear up money. Number one,
they're not trading half the most of those players you mentioned. I mean, maybe A.J. Epineza. They're not trading Ed Oliver. They're not trading Matt Milano. By the way, all those salaries are guaranteed. By the way, since they're on the Week One roster, so you're not really clearing much money up.
No, I'm just saying I just use it for a reason being is before the last game because we got 12 defensive linemen. Some defensive linemen are not going to keep 12 on his roster. Like I said, I hope that they don't, but I'm just saying this. I just really believe the New Orleans Saints, it might be a trade partner moving forward. But thanks for taking my call.
I think, Butch, the other way, I think maybe the Saints will be dumping players. They're not going to be acquiring. Why would the Saints want a Matt Milano or Ed Oliver? They're not going to win much. The other way could be true. I thought you were going to go that way, which is – maybe the Saints start trading players, like a Chris Olave, someone like that. Like, that's how the Saints are going to be traded. The Saints aren't going to be acquiring players at the trade deadline. They're not trying to win. Why would they do that? The Saints are going to maybe trade players at the trade deadline. I could see that. So I agree with you. I just think it's the opposite.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand that. You know what I mean? It's a, like I said, again, as a trade partner, like what you just said.
Sure. Right? Yeah, but the Bills aren't going to be trading them those players. By the way, real quick, Kentucky is where Max Hurston went.
Okay, you're right, Kentucky. Thanks a lot, man. But I love you, man. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five for me. I love talking to you.
You got it, Butch. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. We'll take a time out here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, the challenge is, again, they're going to have their ears pinned back. They want to win as badly as anybody in the league right now, and there's no easy games in this league. They're going to come out. They're going to have their best shot, and we got to figure out how to stop that and adjust accordingly during the game. But they got a front that's really good. They got some DBs that can make some plays on the ball, and you know, I think they're playing a lot better than their score. And I know last week kind of got out of hand early on, but the first 2 weeks, I mean, they're playing really good football, so we got to be prepared for anything.
Josh Allen on the New Orleans Saints. Yeah, the Bills are a big favorite in this game. And, of course, with that comes maybe overlooking a team sometimes. I think one of the really good things about this Bills regime is they don't generally do that. Yes, they laid an egg against the Jacksonville Jaguars a few years ago. No doubt. That was a game they should have won. They did not. But generally, when the Bills are a big favorite, they do take care of business. And you hope they do that Sunday at 1 o'clock here in Orchard Park. Joining me on the Wester Hotline right now. Yes, it is a Buffalo Football Friday. But I think maybe he wants to take a little break from watching the Americans get beaten down pretty good here at Bethpage, because that's what's happening. Brian Cozio, he is at the Ryder Cup. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, Sal. It is turned into an absolutely gorgeous day. Blue skies.
Yeah.
I'm actually right now, right behind the first tee in the 18th green, taking in the golf on the huge screen. It's been another bad start for the U.S. They tend to play really poorly in this format lately, and it's trending in that direction too, that they're going to be in a hole here going into the second session this afternoon.
Yeah, so we do have one final, and that is Jon Rahm and Hatton have defeated Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas, and that means that they're up now after that match. They've won that match, and the U.S. is trailing by 4 in the Scheffler match, by 5 with Morikawa against McIlroy and Fleetwood, and Harris English with Morikawa. But they are up with Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay. They're up in their match, 2 up over McIntyre and Hovland. Okay, I have a question for you. This might sound stupid, but I think a lot of people might be wondering, and I am as well. When you score it, when you see at the end what the points are, is it just, do they get 1 point for winning the match they just won, or do they get the number of points with the holes they won by?
So it's just, it's 1 point per match. So
okay.
Whether you win by 9 holes or 1, or you win on the last hole, it's still just worth 1. So this morning there's 4 points up for grabs, and it looks like the McIlroy Fleetwood match just ended now too. So Europe is up 2-0. They obviously, you know, if the leads hold that you just mentioned, it looks like it could be 3-1 Europe here after the first session. Then there'll be another 4 points this afternoon. They change formats. They go to a format called 4-ball, which is essentially best ball. So just to explain that real quick, all 4 balls are in play, 2 U.S. players, 2 European players. And Sal, if you and I are partners and you get a 4 and I get a 5, the 4 counts for the team.
Yep.
So that's kind of how that works. So where this morning it was alternate shot, you hit the tee shot, I hit the next shot, you hit the putt, and so on. And then we switch the order on the next hole. This one goes to 4-ball. It allows players to be a little bit more aggressive. It tends to maybe be a little bit more exciting of a format, because usually you have the first guy kind of play what is the safer shot. And then the other, you know, the second guy going, hey, if you're in a good spot, I'm going to take a more aggressive line or something like that. We saw Bryson cut the corner on the first hole. Just tremendous. Now that I'm standing behind one and seeing the angle that he took, pretty crazy that he went over all these trees and got, you know, I thought it was a good start for the U.S. Bryson drives it almost to the green. They win the first hole. I think that's what Keegan Bradley was looking for by putting Bryson out first, but pretty much the rest of the way, the European pair dominated in that match.
Do we know the pairings and for the afternoon, how that works?
Not yet. Usually, right about at the conclusion of the morning session,
okay,
they will go ahead and announce. So right now, I'm sure that all the vice captains and Keegan Bradley are probably talking to make sure they have what they want. I'm sure, especially because the U.S. likely here is going to be trailing. Well, they will be trailing for sure here, it looks like, that you're going to see some of the guys that didn't play in the first session, like J.J. Spawn you're going to see, maybe Sam Burns you're going to see, Cam Young you're going to see. I was really surprised a guy like Spawn didn't play. Cam Young had been playing very well down the stretch. He didn't play. I know Spawn would be labeled as a rookie. Maybe they wanted to ease him in, not put him, you know, out there right away with the pressure. But some of the bigger names for the U.S., like Morikawa, Shoffley, even Justin Thomas has been hot and cold. These guys have not been playing their best golf. And I understand they've got name recognition. They've won major championships. And maybe Keegan, you know, valued the fact that you know, it's a high-pressure moment here. You're starting the Ryder Cup. He wants his guys that have maybe handled the big stage really well. It still, to me, looked like they played like they did during the PGA Tour season, which was kind of, for their standards, mediocre. So I think we're going to see a big shakeup in the U.S. lineup. For Europe, my guess is they're going to throw McIlroy and Fleetwood right back out there again, and maybe they'll do the same with Rahm and Hatton because they were so successful in the first session here this morning.
So you can decide afterward, right? It's not something that has to be predetermined, but we just don't hear the announcement until later, right? Like, they can literally, the captains can kind of change their mind, so to speak, right?
Yes. So they're out there watching. And then, you know, there's the assistant captains. Usually they put at least one assistant captain walking with each match so that they can communicate with Keegan Bradley, who's kind of bouncing around on the cart and, you know, kind of saying like, hey, this guy's doing well with this or not doing well with this, or, hey, you know, should we think about changing this up, that kind of thing. So also you got to take in the physical piece of it too. Like, is going right back out to play another potential 18-hole round, is that something that they feel like with the older players, do they want to, you know, think about adjusting to? I think for the U.S., I mean, to me, there's only probably two players that are no-brainers that are going back out. It's DeChambeau and it's Scheffler. The rest of them, I feel like I could have an argument that any of them could be switched in and out. I guess if Shoffley and Cantlay hold on to their match, they're up two here through 12, then you might put those two back out again, and you might put them last again, so they can get as much rest as possible in between.
I could make the argument, too. It's not necessarily that they're playing poorly, any of these guys, but Europe's just on fire right now watching these guys.
Yeah, Team Europe, just for whatever reason in this format, they so much value.
We're okay here, right, sir?
So much value. They are so good at making these putts. Like,
yeah.
Super, super tremendous with it. And they're clutch. Every time the U.S. hits a good shot, we're thinking like, uh-oh, this is the spot right here maybe where they can get it done. You know, then they end up missing a putt. We saw that quite a bit on these early holes.
Ryan, give us a little picture of what it's like there, the crowd, the atmosphere, the setup, everything.
So I would say the crowd to me is mostly on what is the main entrance side of the course, holes 1, 15, 16, 17, 18, because it's a decent walk to cross the road. The after you hole one, it goes to another side of the road. It's a decent walk over there. It's a little quieter on that side of the course. All of the merchandise, the concessions, kind of the buzz around the clubhouse is over by where I am right now, this 1T18 green area. To be honest, I thought it would be louder, but I can understand why it's not. I mean, Europe, other than one match, has really been in control. So it's a little quieter. I know it's early morning. I know people are still trying to get in. And also, having the president coming in here too, there's extra security lines. So there's extra things. Like, I had to go through an area where the Secret Service kind of wanded me down and all that sort of stuff, because I was coming to the first green for the first T18 green area, because that's where they're going to have the president coming in here a little bit later to take in this afternoon wave that's going to be teeing off in just a little bit.
And real quickly, just as I've seen on TV some, you know, European fans, obviously, but I would guess, I mean, what, overwhelmingly American, of course, but what about the European fans? Are there enough there to kind of make some noise and get their team going a little bit?
Yeah, and I think you'll see probably throughout social media pictures of them wearing their bright yellow and royal blue. But I would say, if you asked me, 19 out of 20 are wearing red, white, and blue.
By the way, Auberg and Fitzpatrick just won on a monster putt they just hit. One of them, I couldn't tell who hit it. 5-3, so they've also just won.
So, yep, and I'm just seeing it on the Jumbotron here now. It's 5-3, so now
Man.
It's 3-0.
Wow.
3-0. So, I mean, the U.S. has to get this last match.
Yeah.
They're still, they're on the 13th hole, 14th hole right now. So, I mean, there's still a little time, but, I mean, the U.S. has to win this.
How many points up for grabs in the afternoon? Another four?
Another four, yeah. So, 2 years ago, when the Ryder Cup was last held in Rome, Europe went 4-0 to start, and it really, set the tone. It felt like the U.S. was just behind the eight ball the entire time here. And it's trending towards maybe 3-1. I mean, obviously that's the best case scenario for the U.S. right now, that they could only be down two here. And then maybe they hope to flip the script in the afternoon. Maybe they can go 3-1 and tie it up going into tomorrow.
Hey, make sure you get back here, because the Sabres were 2-0 in the preseason when you were here. And then, they lose a game when you leave. You know what I mean, pal?
I know. I saw the shot totals and Derek, who was filling in, was texting me a little. He's like, "Brian, what's going on here?" I'm like, "Uh-oh." But preseason, and their lineup was definitely not their strongest of even compared to the first two. So,
yeah. It's going to be. I think we're in for a bit of a fun ride. And of course, the home opener coming up on October 9th. Saints Bills this weekend. Real quick, I was talking about some Bills Saints memories. You remember the 2017 game? The Saints just came in here and just ran all over the Bills. And the next week, Nathan Peterman started.
Wow. That is a name from the past for sure.
Yeah. All right,
I love it.
Hey, listen, we're going to let you go. Do your thing. I appreciate your time today. Enjoy the rest of the Ryder Cup, you and Jack, and have some time and a good time in New York, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks, Sal.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Brian Colzio there, and appreciate his time. I know he's got things going on there. He's standing on the 18th, and he's talking. It's a golf match, and you got to be careful there. But in the meantime, man, 3-0. Europe's already up on the United States. Got to win this last match to go 3-1. 4 points available this afternoon as well. We'll be keeping an eye on that. We'll be keeping an eye on the weather. Brian said it's beautiful in New York. It's going to be beautiful here in Buffalo, I think, this weekend. Pat Hammer is going to join us at 11 a.m. just after that. Sean McDermott at 11:20. That's the plan right now. We'll keep you updated on when the Bills head coach will be on, but just be ready. Could happen at any time. We're being told maybe around 11:15 to 11:30, somewhere in there. So be ready for that. We'll take a timeout. Steve, stay with me. I'll get to you as soon as I come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, thanks for hanging with me, Steve. I know you've been holding on for a while. Appreciate it, buddy. So go ahead, Steve in the Southern Tier on WGR.
So I was in the Southern Tier. I'm in Erie County now. Anyway,
I'm sorry about that, buddy.
That's quite all right. It's, I got bumped by the Ryder Cup. But, yeah. I'm wondering about the defensive backs. Didn't the Bills play a big nickel that was an extra safety they brought on the field, but now they have Taron Johnson more? I'm worried Taron Johnson's going to break down this season. But I'm encouraged that we got Dorian Strong to replace him, maybe Hancock to come in at safety. And a second question, do you think the Bills, when Hoyt comes back, might go with four linemen and bring Hoyt almost in as a linebacker? Because they've been going more 4-3, but really almost give him five guys up front.
Yeah, I think this all ties together, actually, Steve, to be honest with you. And as far as Taron is concerned, they've actually been taking him off the field a little bit more, I think, this year. You know, you go against teams like the Ravens who want to big body you and, you know, really kind of play bully ball a little bit with their running game. That's been happening. So I think that, you know, they have kind of morphed a little bit more towards the big nickel. And that actually has been Shaq Thompson a little bit. You know, Shaq Thompson, he played for Sean McDermott, first round pick back in Carolina, comes to the Bills, and he's actually been on the field and playing that extra linebacker role for them once in a while. So I think that's the guy. And Dorian Williams, he can, but he's kind of more just the backup for Matt Milano right now. If you look at Shaq Thompson, he was inactive. He played 21 snaps last game against the Miami Dolphins. Let me just look real quick. DB Taron Johnson played 40. So, I mean, really, you're talking 40 to 20. That's a pretty good hefty amount that Taron came off the field. Taron only played 40 of 61 snaps, and of those 21 he missed, every one of them was Shaq Thompson. So I think to answer your first question, you're seeing Shaq Thompson specifically come in for Taron Johnson. You know what I mean? Like, that's the guy that they're doing that with, and he is a big nickel type of player when they want to go with that. I think the ties into your Hoyt question and point. When Michael Hoyt comes back, I am super curious what they do with him. He can put his hand down. He can play on the edge. He can play linebacker off the ball. How do they want to employ him? What they're doing now, Steve, is on third downs, on passing downs, they're kicking Javon Solomon inside, and he's more of the pass rusher. I think that's Michael Hoyt on passing downs, and then you can stand him up on running downs and have him move around, kind of like Lorenzo Alexander back in the day, if you remember that.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, you got it. I hope that helped. It's a really good point and question. I'm glad he brought it up because the Bills have kind of gone back a little bit more to the big nickel now. Shaq Thompson did not play in week 1 against Baltimore. He was inactive against the Jets, so not a good example there for the first 2 weeks because he had been dealing with an injury. But let's take a look at what happened in the Miami game. 61 defensive snaps. Taron Johnson was on the field for 40 of them. That leaves 21. Every one of them, Shaq Thompson was. It was a one-for-one replacement. When Miami went with heavy personnel, Taron comes off, Shaq Thompson goes on. I think you're going to see that a lot more this year because teams are starting to come back to playing more 12 personnel, that's two tight ends, or even 13 or a fullback. And then you want to get those heavier guys, those bigger guys. And that's kind of what Shaq Thompson is and what he's been. So that's where I think that goes. And I don't know how they work the roster out with Michael Hoyt when he comes back, but I think he's a really, really, really big piece. I think Michael Hoyt, I was so impressed with him in the preseason and in camp. And I think he's just going to be a real big part of and boost, hopefully, to the Buffalo Bills defense. Good call. Thanks for holding, Steve. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening and all of you as well. We'll get to the second hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Pat Hammer's going to join me after this timeout. We'll do a weather check for Sunday and this weekend. And then Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, during the next segment, hopefully, we'll be talking with him. But be aware, he'll be on here during the show at some point. He's got other duties going on, some other production meetings, things like that. So as soon as he's ready, we'll get you to him. Get him to you, and we'll talk about the injury situation with the Buffalo Bills and the New Orleans Saints. Thanks for being with me here on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.